Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Ashley.
Guess what's coming up?
Thanksgiving.
Well, true. But do you know what else that means?
I'm about to gain some weight by eating a bunch of tofurkey.
Maybe, but that's not the answer I was looking for. This is more of a national thing.
Oh, let me guess. It has something to do with shopping.
Right. Black Friday. The first major holiday shopping weekend always kicks off with Black Friday, just a mere few hours after Thanksgiving wraps up.
Last year, the average U.S. shopper spent approximately $400 that weekend, with total retail sales hovering around $52 billion. That's a huge chunk of change. So let's talk about this national shopping phenomenon.
The term Black Friday entered the national consciousness in 1869 with a huge stock market crash. But the way we refer to it today dates back to the early 1960s and came out of Philadelphia. It referred to the incredible vehicle and pedestrian traffic that city would see as shoppers rushed out to start their holiday gift buying.
People outside of Philadelphia started using the term in the mid-70s, and its original meaning morphed a bit, and people began to understand Black Friday to mean that it was the weekend where businesses could expect to go in the black or become profitable for the year.
You may have noticed that stores have been touting their upcoming Black Friday steals and deals for weeks. It's gotten to the point where there are even countless websites devoted entirely to the day. There's even a countdown to the big day.
So while there may be plenty of deals to scoop up on Black Friday, like sales on laptops, cell phones, and clothes, be wary, wise consumers. If you have a couple of larger ticket items that you or your family members can't live without at the incredible advertised price, then go for it. But make sure you have your budget in mind. Don't blow your budget just because something is a deal.
The idea of wants versus needs that makes your budget work can blur on a day when national peer pressure tells you that you may miss out on something unbelievable.
Instead, use those deals to maybe put your own budget a little more in the black on things you didn't expect to get such a good deal on. We all know that emotions play a big hand in unnecessary spending, and with all the advertising and perhaps the boredom or cabin fever associated with Thanksgiving, it's easy to lose sight.
Make sure you know exactly what you want and stay within your budget limits. Usually the best deals go to those who are first in line, and a lot of people are in such a rush that they don't focus on the quality of the items that they're just stuffing in their shopping cart.
Merchants often drop their prices as the season wears on too, so you're likely to find that much desired item discounted later on. Other pitfalls that Black Friday may entail are overspending, disappointment if the item is sold out, traffic, and even injury and death sometimes. In 2011, a woman pepper sprayed other customers in a frenzy just to get the new Xbox.
If Black Friday shopping and the potential pitfalls don't appeal to you, but you want to participate in the holiday deal world, you could always consider Black Friday's cousin, Cyber Monday. This falls on the Monday immediately following Black Friday. On Cyber Monday, retailers offer deals online that may compete with those offered on Black Friday.
This may be a better choice if you feel queasy thinking about crowds of shoppers. Why not sit comfortably in your own home or office while comparing prices for those great items online?
Although this might be a great choice, it's also easy to overspend because you have a credit card at your disposal and it takes so little effort to buy those trendy and probably still overpriced boots with just a click of your mouse. You also can't see the item in person to try it on or check it for quality.
And again, what if you're at work? You may regret the buy later, not only in credit card bills, but also in lost productivity or an unhappy boss.
The point is that Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and any overhyped holiday shopping days may not actually mean that much in savings to you. Just like every other aspect of financial literacy, in order to get the best deals, you have to plan.
And perhaps your plan will include deals that only happen at midnight on Black Friday. But chances are, if you're a smart shopper, you'll see similar and sometimes better deals if you budget early and pay attention often. In fact, according to the National Retail Federation, 20% more shoppers this year already started their holiday gift buying back in October. That creates less emphasis on those overcrowded shopping days.
So, if you choose to start your holiday shopping on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or even the day before Christmas, just remember to weigh the costs and benefits while keeping a specific budget in mind. Enjoy the season while being a savvy, debt-free consumer.
Join us over the next several weeks as we talk about holiday spending and saving. For now, I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program.
And I'm Ashley Hall with the United Way of Monroe County.
The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.